Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley. And we want to let you know that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find name brands for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit at Ross.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops. I mean, every style for spring.
There's something for the guys, too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with the savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So, what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
It's time for Bachelor headlines. Now, there's some good headlines this week. A lot is making the news. I'm going to save the juiciest one, okay. I would say. For last.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you know which one that is.
I'm going to predict which one that is.
Yeah. You don't have
There's
to say
two it. Of them. There's two of them. One is about money, and the other one is about STDs.
Ooh, good. Good guesses. You are right on one of those. Okay, so let's see which one it is. I say it's the juiciest headline, but Bachelor Nation is making news. Here's the first one. Former Bachelor Ben Flanick secretly married his best friend in intimate wedding ceremony.
This was a great surprise that we saw during Thanksgiving week on Instagram. They secretly got married in October. We don't even know who the girl is. I'm assuming he's met her or got serious with her after we last talked to him. We actually haven't talked to him in quite some time. It feels like yesterday, but now that I'm thinking about it, it may have been like 3 years ago. Anyway, so he revealed, Ben Flanick revealed that last month in an intimate ceremony surrounded by family, I married my best friend and it was the most incredible day of my life. Tears and laughs were had and I've never felt so present with another person in my life. I'm so grateful to do life with you and to thank you for your unwavering love and support. Do we even know the girl's name yet? No, guys, he didn't even tag her on Instagram. Maybe she doesn't have an Instagram. All that's tagged is the wedding photographer. The girl is beautiful, and now we need to have Ben on to tell more.
It must be love. If you ain't tagging your spouse on Instagram, it's love.
Right?
I mean, I don't know what else would be. Congratulations to Ben. It has been
a blessing. That is some right reasons right there.
Yeah, he's just in it for love. We just hopefully what everybody's in it for. Hey, Blake Moynes reveals where he and ex fiance Katie Thurston currently stand. The quote is, it just feels supportive.
Yeah. So the article says, since their episode aired, Katie and Blake have shared photos together on social media, which we have seen, and the fans are buzzing about their relationship status. Blake stopped by Bachelor Happy Hour to spill some tea to Joe and Serena. He said, You saw in the episode, it was very cordial and mutual, and a mutual, mature conversation that allowed us to essentially connect again in the outside world, but in a friendly manner, to the point where we are now. It just feels supportive. I knew she was going on another show, and we were able to connect in the outside world in a way where you can have a healthy relationship with an ex, and that's where it is. He continued saying, when that event was happening in San Diego, I guess the one that they were seen at, I was going to invite her and some other Bachelor Nation folks were coming. It was a lot of fun that night, and I'm glad she came, and it was a good support. Prior to that, there was a lot of spite there with me traveling a lot and not being able to spend as much time together as we would have liked. So her coming around and really supporting that work now was nice, and I appreciated it a lot. So obviously, it was something with nature and animal conservation that she attended.
Yeah. You know, it is pretty cool, Ashley, just a little side note there, to see that if Paradise really was the first time they'd seen each other, which I believe it was,
it kind of
broke the ice or ripped the Band-Aid off, whatever you want to say, so that they can continue just being supportive of each other. Isn't it so much better you know, your exes or people in your past life, like when you can at least be supportive of them, it's such a big step over being like nervous to see them or resentful.
That's like basically what happened with Caitlin and Jason at the wedding, but you know, there's a lot less time apart there.
Yeah, sure. No, it's really nice. Well, some romance going on in the United States of America. Tayshia Adams and Luke Gulbranson posed together at Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade amid ongoing romance. We could confirm, yes, they are romantic.
Well, we did see them as dates to Chris Harrison's wedding. Luke, if you guys don't know, is known for being on the show Summer House. And this Thanksgiving, the two of them went to the Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City together. And they posed together, but did not post together. The picture that's out there were the two of them leaning close in, bundled up to stay warm in the chilly and the chilly Big Apple weather. And then you can see Andy Cohen is also with them. And so it just seems like two little it's like a whole reality posse right there between Andy Cohen and the two of them.
Andy Cohen's everywhere. I don't know how he does that.
Literally, it seems like he has multiple versions of himself.
Yeah, he's everywhere at all times. Charity Lawson makes Variety's list of most powerful women in reality TV.
Wow, that's really awesome. This is what Variety wrote about Charity. It says, after appearing on The Bachelor, Lawson became the 20th Bachelorette, showing her emotional intelligence at every turn. After accepting a proposal in the end, she jumped right into her next project, Dancing with the Stars. There's not a lot of context here. But, you know, we always support one of our faves being ranked as one of Variety's most powerful. That's really cool. I'd say that pretty much, you know, every Bachelorette that year becomes one of the most powerful women in reality TV, right?
Well, unless they're forgettable. And Charity definitely was not forgettable. And she went on with the Dancing with the Stars, which obviously keeps her relevancy up. And
yeah, that's true. Yeah,
I didn't know this list even existed, so I could not tell you who in the past has or has not made the list. But I do know this was one that made our headlines list. And so it's obviously a big deal. Maybe a new list. Maybe she is trailblazing on a new list of reality television's most powerful women. But congratulations to her. Well deserved.
Yeah, and Variety. That's a big deal.
Yeah, Variety is huge. Okay, Katie Bigger, Gabby, Ariel, and more Bachelor 27 casts reunite in Tulum. Now, this is awesome. We're obviously, you know, coming up on a year past this season, even filming. And so a lot of these girls, a lot of these friendships kind of fade away over time. There's obviously staying strong, and we see many of them in Tulum.
Yep. So there we see Zach's top three all together. I wonder what Zach thinks they're talking about when they're off on a girls trip like this.
With Katie there, I doubt he's very concerned.
I know. They're very strong, but it's still got to be a little weird. And it wasn't just the three of them. Jess was also there. Mercedes and Kylie were there. So Davia. That's really fun. Yeah, they were all there. Oh, Davia. Yeah. So they were all there with Katie to celebrate her 29th birthday. That is a big birthday celebration for a 29. You know, I would imagine this would be 30. And it seems like Charity had a little bit of FOMO. She wrote underneath their Instagrams, "Miss you girls this weekend." Ugh, that does suck. That does suck seeing all your friends go away. But, you know, she does have Dancing with the Stars going on.
Yeah, but it would have been great to be there, I'm sure. It is the problem, the burden of success and fame is that you can't be at everything at once.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys, too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time off from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types, plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
It's time for our last two headlines. Obviously, I tease that I think one is more juicy than the other. And we're going to find out which one I think is more juicy than the other. And so, in second place on juiciest headlines, The Golden Bachelor's Gary Turner received his first STD test for show's ridiculously thorough vetting process.
All right, so ridiculously thorough goes with vetting process, not a ridiculously thorough STD check. Because I was like, oh my God, I know you guys didn't have to like be checked out down there. You just took a blood test. We all just take a blood test. We don't need like a gynecological exam, us girls.
Well, a blood test would show up a lot of.
Yeah, I know. Things. Everything's going to show up on a blood test. So yeah. This is what Gary said happened when he found out that he was in the midst of the vetting process. He said, I was traveling with an old girlfriend. That's a headline in itself. Okay. We Gary, were just Gary. Friends. Okay. Yeah. Okay, Gary. Now I'm rethinking whether or not you've slept with anyone before Fantasy Suites. I was actually traveling with a girlfriend. We're just friends. And then I got a call from ABC wanting me to initiate the process to get an STD test. That may have been my very first STD test, he says. I had no idea what was going to happen. I didn't know if they were going to look in the iris of my eye, take a urine sample or a blood sample. I had no idea. I just did not know. I had to say, he goes, not only did I have to have a physical checkup, but I also needed a proper background check. I had to send my fingerprints to the FBI. There were numerous background tests. And there's a psychological evaluation that was like 360 questions. We're all very familiar with this. And then another hour interview. The vetting process is ridiculously thorough. Now, I don't remember. I guess it happened. But like my fingerprints being sent to the FBI, that sounds intense.
Is that true? That.
Okay. Yeah, I thought they just, you know, ran a background check, which like, does that go to the FBI?
No. There's like databases that they can like pull back things through. I mean, maybe with Gary, they're like, hey, you've lived a little more life than these 20-year-olds. Like you have some stuff you could have hidden. They dug it up. It is so thorough though. He's not wrong. And he's not lying when he says that the process is more thorough than you ever imagined. They know you better than you know yourself. I promise you this psychological exam. I remember there was questions on there. Like one of them that stands out to me was like, when you look at somebody for long enough, does their head get bigger or smaller? And I'm like, oh goodness, I don't know. Sometimes I think it gets both. I don't know. And then you're worried that like all these questions are so confusing that you just feel crazy after answering them. I had to ask them. I asked the therapist like 2 weeks later. I was like, when you did my exam, like, am I good? Like, because sometimes I feel like I'm not. Like, I just want to make sure that like if you have any like red flags here, you tell me so I can get some help for that. Because I don't know, that exam made me feel crazy. Okay, time for the last headline, Ashley. You ready for it?
Yeah, fun. I was wondering. Okay, I think this is probably the juiciest.
Yeah, I mean, it's juicy for me for multiple reasons. One, this guy never speaks out. He doesn't say a word. He hasn't said a word in years. And he barely said a word when he was on the season of The Bachelorette. And now he is. Why in this format with this person? I don't know, but he did. And now we have a headline from it. Bachelorette's Nate. Remember Nate? He claims ex Michelle Young didn't donate house down payment gift from ABC. Now, if you remember on their finale, their gift from ABC was like $200,000 to put a down payment on a house. Well, they obviously broke up. And well, this is where the headline comes from.
So Nate sat down with this guy named Dave Neal on his podcast, Bachelor Rush Hour. Jared was actually just on it as well. So he said, the only way you're going to get the money is if you use it for a down payment, no ifs, ands, or buts. If you break up or you don't use the money within the first year, then neither one of you are going to get that money. So there, it gets a little dramatic because we come up in this article because Michelle, when she was on our podcast, we asked what happened with that $200,000. And she said that she was crying on the phone with one of the producers on our podcast. And she said, can you give the money to someone else? And then he said, now in this podcast, he was like, I always thought that was hilarious that he said that. It's like, no, don't make it seem like it's like this crisis you're dealing with about who's going to get the money, because like neither of us ever got it. And like ABC was basically like, no, we're keeping it unless you buy a house.
I mean, okay. So how I read this is this. Maybe ABC had a deal with Michelle on the side. They said, no matter what happens, you're going to get the money. And that's how she got it, because she was the lead. And maybe Nate just never knew that. Or, yes, Nate's right. And that money never touched anybody's hands. And maybe ABC was able to donate it to something good. I don't know. But here's the juicy part of the whole thing to me, is that Nate was speaking out He never does that. He never says a word. He's so quiet. He's been so really. They kind of both have for the most part. This is a big headline. I mean, I don't. I doubt he ever does it again because I think this headline is probably going to get some traction and probably be all over. And he's like, "Yeah, I hate every second of this." But he did it once.
Probably.
He did it.
I really like Nate though. You know, he came over to Audrey's, and he was just so sweet. And he's just like a very easy to get along with guy. So anyway, that's interesting. Got an interesting tidbit.
There's so much going on in Bachelor Nation. Always is. We'll keep breaking it down for you. We'll be covering it here. Again, keep listening. A lot coming your way on the podcast feed over the next couple weeks. We're so excited to do it. So excited that you're still here. Happy holidays once again. So until next time, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley. See ya.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley. And we want to let you know that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's LifeVac.net and enter promo code Almost Famous. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find name brands for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit at Ross.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops. I mean, every style for spring.
There's something for the guys, too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with the savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So, what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
So, if you've been looking for a love at first sight, it's closer than you think. It can be found at your local shelter. So this June 7th to 9th, join the Pedigree Adoption Drive. Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Super special.
Pedigree knows that bringing a dog into your home not only opens their heart, it can open yours too. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions. Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.